Lynn Fraser is going to help your finances get into shape. Financial Fitness with Lynn Fraser on Family Radio CHRI.
Good morning and welcome to the Financial Fitness Show with Lynn Fraser. I'm excited to be here again today. Every Friday, I'm here. This is a good place to be. And this morning, we are here with Ken Decker, author of The Wealth Formula. Welcome, Ken Decker.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
I am excited about you being here. I'm excited about your book. I'm excited about your teaching and what we have to share this morning. Those of you that are listening, and that's everybody that's hearing my voice is listening, obviously. The phone number here is 613-247-1886. We look forward to hearing from you this morning with your questions and your comments. And we're going to launch into our topic very quickly so that you have time to call in this morning. So again, the number is 613-247-1886, or you can send us an email to financialfitness@chri.ca. So Ken, tell us a little bit about you and why you're here today.
Well, Lynn, I've been on a long journey. About 23 years ago, I met the Lord, and I started to learn that the way I had been handling my family, my wife, my finances was not right. It wasn't what the Lord desired for our family. And when I started following some of the rules that God had in his rule book, the Bible, my life started to transform.
Yes.
And so that was the start of the journey. And about a little over a year ago, I've self-published The Wealth Formula because I have a passion and a desire for helping people live by biblical principles around their finances. Because when people are... are burdened down with debt. Mm-hmm. It's a burden that God never planned for us to have, and it steals from our joy. And so when we start living by God's principles, then we start, we start to see a huge change in our lives.
Awesome. We have that in common.
Mm-hmm,
we have that in common. Just so you know, Ken and I formulated the financial fitness seminars together. How many years ago, Ken?
That would be 10 years ago.
So we started doing the financial fitness seminars together and created them, and they continue today. 10 years ago they were started, and they continue today. And the Wealth Formula book is very much in line with the principles and the teachings because it's all based on truth, and there is only one truth,
yes.
So it can't go far wrong. So
yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, Ken, this morning, February is Cash Flow Month at on the Financial Fitness Show, and so we were talking this morning about how our daily decisions have an impact on our cash flow.
Yeah, that's great. And I was sitting here wondering, why is February Cash Flow Month? Because I thought it was the month of love and Valentine's and all that sort of stuff.
No, I'm single, so that I don't even think that way.
Well, I think maybe it's Cash Flow Month because sometimes people overspend on Valentine's Day. We do that at Christmas and times like that, which throws our cash flow out of balance.
Mm.
And we might do that on Valentine's Day, especially if we decide we want to get one of those, you know, shiny see-through rocks that people say are very valuable and expensive.
And so I don't know that that's why February was Cash Flow Month, but I think that's a good idea. So this morning, as we're talking about cash flow and making decisions, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from our listeners this morning as to what decisions have you made in the past that you may make differently today based on what you learned?
Yeah, that's a great question. I recently read a book called Sometimes You Succeed and Sometimes You Learn by John Maxwell. And it was a great book. And what I find is, Lynn, is I'm dealing with clients with their real estate purchases because I'm also a realtor. Many times they may want to move into a bigger home. And it comes down to a cash flow thing. Just because they can afford a bigger house doesn't necessarily mean it's the right move. because their payments go up, insurance goes up, taxes go up, heating costs go up, maintenance goes up. Everything goes up when you buy a bigger home. So it becomes a cash flow issue sometimes, as well as not just being able to afford a monthly payment. Mm-hmm. And the banks sometimes are quite ready to lend more than maybe would be prudent or wise.
I would say 90% of the time, the amount that people qualify for is not wise.
Right. And so that's another question. Just because I can afford the payment, or just because I have the cash right now, does that mean that that's a wise decision? Because there is a big difference between right and wrong and wise. Just because it's right or okay, there's nothing wrong with it, doesn't mean it's the wisest decision.
So how would you differentiate that, Ken? How would you measure that?
Well, first of all, get a second opinion. Seek wise counsel. Mm-hmm. Phone up someone who's not got a vested interest in the thing that you're about to buy. You know, not your buddy who wants you to buy the large screen TV so he can watch hockey with you. You want to get...
Do you have friends like that?
I do. As a matter of fact, my TV broke about November of 2012, but who's counting? Uh-huh. And I haven't replaced it yet.
Okay, so did you have some... Did you get invited somewhere to watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. And there's always TVs out there. There's just none in my house. So no one wanted to come to my house.
That's okay.
Yeah. And the reason I didn't buy a TV yet is it's a cash flow issue. I'm not going to buy a toy, which I consider that a toy, a luxury.
Yes.
When I don't have the cash that's outside of my other spending decisions, whether that be investing or saving money for retirement or putting money in a child's education fund or anything like that that's prudent and wise.
Just giving.
Giving.
Yes.
Just because I have an extra $1,000 doesn't mean buying that big screen TV is the right and wisest thing. It's not wrong to spend it. I have it. It's not wrong, but it might not be the wisest decision I can make with that $1,000.
That's a really good point. The phone number here is 613-247-1886. We want to hear from you this morning about... Perhaps you have some questions, some decisions that you're trying to make about making purchases and how you might spend your money, and you'd like to ask some questions, and we'd love to answer those for you this morning. Or perhaps you've made some decisions that you've learned from, and we'd love to hear from that as well, about that as well. So again, our number is 613-247-1886, or you can send an email to financialfitness@chri.ca. Wow, we've got a couple of questions this morning by email. This says, my spouse and I have different opinions on what makes a good financial decision. How do we handle that disconnect as a couple and still honor God?
That's an awesome question.
I know.
As a matter of fact, I had that one last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I met with a lovely couple, and their desire is to move, and their desire is to be within God's will. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for... hearing from God, and also they wanted to be on the same page. And they went out and saw a house that they thought was God's right house for them. And afterward, the one spouse thought it was, and the other spouse thought it wasn't. And God is not a God of division. And I've always found with my spouse, if we're going to make a large decision, then we're going to hear from God, and we're both going to hear from God on it. That's not saying that I haven't gone out and done things that my wife said, I'm not sure, but go ahead. And usually they have been the wrong thing to do, the unwise thing to do. So when you have a couple, that's your sounding board. And a lot of times you can hear from God that way. And if you're not a couple, that's when you extra have to go out and speak to someone else. Because when you're just doing it on your own, and maybe there's that salesperson or whatever that wants to sell you something, you need that sounding wall.
That's one of the things that I valued about working with the Decker team, working with you when we bought our home in Kempville, is that myself and another couple and a couple purchased a property, and we both loved the property, and we went away and individually we prayed about a purchase price. We both, God gave us both the same numbers, and we came back and said, if the sale price is the number that God gave us, if he's willing to accept that, then it's a deal. And so we got counsel from you. We were in alignment with each other. We had prayed about it. God confirmed it, and the guy accepted, and we got the deal. So, but that's part of the value of being working with someone that prayerfully leads you through that process. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things I valued about working with
you. Yeah. So every spending decision is a spiritual decision, and you need to be on the same page with a couple. They have to be on the same page, because it will cause division in the household.
That was a great question and a good answer. Thank you, Ken. Okay, so the next question we have is, how does Lynn's seminar series differ from or complement Ken's wealth formula book and process? Should I be doing both?
That's a fantastic question.
I don't know. How would you answer that?
Well, Lynn quite often comes to my financial wealth session. Mm-hmm. And I, from time to time, show up at Lynn's financial fitness class. And really, they fit hand in glove.
They do.
And many times, the first step of building wealth is to get rid of debt. Mm-hmm. That's some of the best investment you can ever make, is getting rid of your debt. And so that's the first step, and that kind of overlaps. Sure. It's more a focus thing. You focus more in your session on the hows of getting rid of that debt.
That's correct.
And in mine, I touch on it briefly, and then I focus more on how to build wealth after getting rid of that debt. So they fit hand in glove.
They do. And in fact, I was even mentioned, I got an honorable mention in your book.
Yes, you did.
Because we really do work very closely together and have the same values and principles. So they do work well mm-hmm. together.
And this coming Thursday, that's Thursday the 12th, I believe. Is it 12th or 13th?
It's, I don't know, yesterday was
the
6th.
It's the 13th.
Yes,
so,
it's the 13th.
Yes,
right.
And we're having a wealth formula session, wealth
that's
building
right.
Seminar, workshop.
That's right.
And you're going to be there?
That's right.
Yeah,
we
so people could call in to your office or mine and sign up for that.
I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So we will give you the phone numbers at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to hear from you this morning. Phone number 613-247-1886.
Yeah.
So what is God speaking to you about how else to make those wise decisions, how to know?
Yeah, cash flow is an interesting thing. A lot of people will want to go right to the edge of the cliff. Okay? It comes to that right and wrong and wise. If you have the cash, it might be okay or all right to buy that TV, to splurge on steak dinner, to do whatever it is. But is it the wise decision? Have you left a buffer? The Bible says in the house of the wise, there's choice oils and food stores. So what that's saying is they don't spend, or they didn't consume everything they have. And the world would say, spend all you get and live life to the fullest. And I don't think you're living life for the fullest when you spend everything that you receive. So cash flow becomes a lot less important when you have a big buffer, because you're spending less than you earn on a weekly basis.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
When you have margin between what you have, what you earn and what you spend.
Yes.
Yeah. Agree.
And then there are some tricks which I talk about in my book on cash flow, because sometimes people will have a large payment, like a mortgage payment, and that large payment may be one time in the month, and it doesn't line up well with the paychecks that come every 2 weeks. So sometimes by dividing that mortgage payment in half, going to biweekly, then that payment will cover by the paycheck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we have a call in a moment. So Ken, any other scriptures that you know of that talk about specifically about cash flow? Anything that you can
Oh,
comes
goodness.
To mind.
Well, it says, you know, trust in the Lord is one thing. And so, you know, it says, but I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. And that's Psalm 31:14. And it comes around trust because sometimes cash flow can also be a worry thing. If we start to worry about money, and sometimes people will have lots of money and they continue to worry about it and they don't live the joyful life.
Sure. That's true. So we have Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
So it was just Mr. Decker made a comment based on, like, debt. And, like, on this year it's been heavy on my heart to, like, tithe. But I'm, like, in a lot of debt. I bought a fourplex. But the point is, you know, I'm good. You know, God is good. But I did a lot of renos on my own and stuff, and that's all right too. But the point is, I'm carrying debt, and what's preventing me from tithing is the fear that, you know, it's kind of silly because I know the answer, you know, and it's in the Saint Francis prayer. It's in giving that we receive, and it's in dying that we're born to eternal life. But so it's like even Spirit even says, you know, what's the thing? The old saying was, advice is what we ask for when we know the answer, but wish we didn't.
Yes, Frank. And so I think tithing becomes of course, it's spiritual, and it's a heart thing. God wants us to turn to Him and be thankful and grateful for what He's given us. And so by giving the first fruits off the top, that's what really pleases Him.
Before taxes or after?
I say before taxes because it's the first fruits. Okay. So for me, it's on your gross income before taxes. Now, if you're running a business and you have business expenses, that comes off first. So then you have your net income before taxes. That's what I would tithe on.
Okay. So if you have so you have your income from your property, then you have a separate job. So you take your income from the property, and then you write off your expenses, your property tax, your interest on a loan, so on and so forth. And
correct.
Then whatever's left, then you tithe on that.
That's correct.
You know what I would suggest, Frank, because there's a lot of detail in what it is that you're asking, and we want to be able to answer those questions well. So I'm going to suggest two things. First of all, I'm going to suggest that you come to a financial fitness seminar. It's on the fourth Thursday of the month. You'd be welcome. Just give my office a call and they'll confirm the date and the time and they'll register you. As well, you can come for a one-on-one fitness session, consultation. We'll take a look at your numbers and see your numbers. And that's okay. Come on. I'm not scary.
I'll pay for the courage, I guess.
Come on. Yeah, I'm not scary. So the phone number at the office is 613-520-4157. And we'll be able to help you in a whole lot greater detail that way. How does that sound?
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much, and I'll take that under advisement. It's just, he's always giving me so much, and I just span. It's just silly, you know, and I got to, like, get it together, and, you know, I have a daughter, and I got to think of her future too, right?
Yeah. So. Okay, Frank. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you, and don't forget, give us a call.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, Frank. Bye. And good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. So I just wanted to pick up, you and Ken had made a comment earlier in the show about, is there anything that you would have done differently?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I'm a business person, a real estate agent, and when you're looking at purchasing a car, the questions that are usually on the table for debate, do you purchase the car through a loan or do you lease the car? There is never anything that I've heard, do you purchase the car outright? And over the years, I have obviously had many cars, and I've teetered. Sometimes I've leased them, and sometimes I purchased them on a loan. And the last car I bought, I purchased cash right out after listening to your show and listening to you about the advantages not to have any debt at all. And I have to say, there's a whole different freedom in actually saving the money and buying it cash. And it's interesting because one of the things that you learn is not a biblical truth. And I just thought that comment was worth sharing with everybody.
Huh, thank you. Well, I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah, I have a comment on that. I heard once, you know, many people have said, well, you should lease because the payment is a write-off against your business. And other people say, well, buy and do a loan, and the interest is a write-off against your business. My wife always reminds me that, first of all, you have to have income in your business if you're going to write anything off against it. And the second thing is, even if you're in the highest tax bracket, and say you're paying 42% tax or something like that in your marginal tax rate at the very top. Now, that car payment, the interest or the lease payment, that amount of money, you're saving 42% by spending it. But the truth is, if you don't spend it, you're actually getting the 58%. You got an extra 58% to invest in something that will earn an income, maybe in an RSP or a TFSA. So there's multiple ways of looking at this, and usually buying used and paying cash is a far, far wiser financial decision.
I agree.
So you did a good job. You did a good thing. Thanks for inspiring others to do the same.
So just to make sure they look at the option of saving up and buying it cash, because as I said, excuse me, in the business world, that's not usually presented as an option. Excuse me.
But it's a great one.
Yes.
So thank you for your comments this morning. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye. Wow. We have time for one more call this morning. The number is 613-247-1886. So I know, Ken, that God wants us to trust in him. He wants us to rely on him. And he really, I think the wise decision comes down to knowing that it's his money, it's not ours.
Yes.
Seeking his face and seeking his wisdom as to what he'd have us do with his money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't think he wants us to waste it. I don't think he wants us to spend it at financial institutions and interest. But I do believe that he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I believe that the wise decision for today, even for that $10 purchase, is an answer to the question, does it line up with God's purpose for me?
Correct. And God wants us to utilize our money. If you look at the story of the talents, the one person was given one talent, another one three and five, I think. Anyway, two of them doubled their money because they knew the master wanted them to show fruit. And the third one just buried it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at the money that you receive each week, each biweekly or monthly, it's like a bag of seed. And if the farmer would eat all of their seed, they would not plant the next year.
That's true.
And so that bag of seed is your cash flow. And you need to put some of it away. You might need to invest some of it so that it grows more seed. And part of it you live on, part of it you eat, so to speak.
And I can't tell you the chapter and verse, but I heard a preaching on this not long ago that said that there was always seed for the sower. And so if the seed is running short, that means that we're not sowing.
Mm, yeah.
So there is another email that says, and it's a great question, really quickly, why do the banks promote one plan up for financial wealth and investment, but Christian experts like yourselves espouse a different approach? I want to believe you folks, but I'm confused by my secular friends who follow the banks. Oh boy, I'm going to answer that because I know we're out of time. It's just different. Really, a Christian approach, our approach, is about knowing that we don't own it and it's not about us. And God's approach, and that's our approach, but the worldly approach is the opposite of that.
Yeah, and the banks are in business to make money, to make a profit for their shareholders,
that's
and as much as possible. So the decision they may counsel you on might be for their benefit, not necessarily the best or the wisest decision for you.
Absolutely. And it can sound good, and it may be good, and it may be okay, But the answer is it wise? Ken, how can people get in touch with you if they want to get your book and hear more from you?
They can give me a call at 613-860-4663. Or they can pop into 1 Ann Terry, Suite 110, or my property in Manotick at 5497 Manotick, Maine.
Awesome.
And we have copies of the book there. And they also have them at Salem Stores.
Where's your website for the book is?
It's wealth-formula.com.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Ken, for coming. I want to close
in
prayer because that's what we do here.
Awesome.
So, Father, we just thank you that you are at work in the lives of the listeners. You have a plan and a purpose. You want to provide well, and you do provide well. And so, Lord, we just pray for everyone that's listening if you're touching their heart or you're tapping them on the shoulder today, prompting them to do something, Father, I pray that they have the courage to take the step towards freedom that you're calling them to, that they will take the next step as you prompt them, because you are faithful, you are good, you are kind, and you love them. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. So thank you for listening in this morning. Again, if you have questions, you can call my office at 613-520-4157. You can find us on the chri.ca website. Just look up the Financial Fitness logo, and all of the information, all the previous shows are there. So we look forward to hanging out with you again next week. Tune in, because it's going to be an amazing show. Have a great day filled with hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. God bless.